The year 2006. 1385 in the Iranian calendar. Mahmoud Ahmadinejad is the president of Iran. Now it's his turn to keep the political atmosphere alive. His support is drawn from hardline conservatives. His program, to return to the fundamental principles of the revolution. It is 27 years since Ayatollah Khomeini returned from exile in France. With him, he brought the blueprint for a totally new kind of government, an Islamic Republic. Until the return of the hidden Imam at the end of time, the Republic would be ruled by scholars, holy men like him. Until then, the Republic would follow the path of Hussein. Khomeini's Iran was built around the story of Karbala and Ashura, the story of martyrdom. In Iran, the president takes his orders from the Ayatollahs, and it's their message that Ahmadinejad takes to the people.
هیچ قدرتی نمیتوانست 15 خرداد را اونطور کند مگر قدرت خون سید شهدا و هیچ قدرتی نمیتواند این ملتی که همه قدرت های بزرگ برای او توطئه چیدند این توطئه را خونسا کند الا همین مجالس اعضا
ایام شهادت مولامون امام حسین علیه السلام و یاران با وفاش رو به شما عزیزان تسلیت عرض می کنم انقلاب اسلامی یک حرکت معمولی و محدود به زمان و مکان خاص نیست انقلاب اسلامی تداوم عاشورا و دنباله نهضت انبیاست انقلاب اسلامی ما را از استبداد خشن وابسته نجات داد انقلاب خودباوری و هویت اصیل ملت ما را زنده کرد دوران اشغالگری به پایان رسیده است
جهت سیاسی این دعاها و این توجه به خدا و توجه همه مردم را به یک نقطه این اون است که یک ملت را بسیج می کند برای یک مقصد اسلامی
Everywhere is Karbala. Every day is Ashura. In every age there is a Hussein. In every age there is a Yazid. More than ever today, the leaders employ this ancient story to galvanize the political atmosphere of Iran, to direct the people to an Islamic objective. Other nations have stories and objectives.